your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
On the edge of your seat, stop biting your nails. Sit back, strap in, and enjoy the ride. You're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show.
All right, everyone. I hope you are having a great day. There's a lot going on in the news, but today we're going to peel back some layers of history. We're going to reveal some of the secrets that they don't want you to know. Tonight we're going to dive into one of the deepest mysteries, and possibly quite literally even. I guess the ancient sands of the Giza Plateau, now under them, it's been discovered they have voids under there, and coil-like structures. I'm going to be getting into this, but basically, I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg. The recent findings have revealed massive coil-like structures, voids, and chambers stretching 2 kilometers beneath the Giza Pyramid. Ladies and gentlemen, it is getting interesting, so buckle up. Of course, you're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show. The show is not sponsored by corporate interests or anything other than the listeners themselves. So we appreciate our good listeners that contribute to the show. Please help to keep it going. Throw down a few dollars if you can afford it to help keep everything paid and current. It's expensive to do all this stuff and takes a lot of time and energy. Guys, this whole state that the, I guess, state of sadness that the United States is in right now is starting to show, and they're talking about it in the news most recently. Anna Corkman did an article in Barron's talking about U.S. happiness sinks as more Americans eat alone, and this was based on a survey. The United States fell into its lowest happiness ranking ever, partially due to a rise in the number of Americans eating their meals alone. An annual UN-sponsored report said Thursday. Now, Finland is ranked as the world's happiest country. A lot of happy people in Finland, apparently. Now, this has been a trend for the 8th straight year in the World Happiness Report. It must just be an amazing place in Finland. America, on the other hand, not too happy. Afghanistan, plagued by humanitarian catastrophe since the Taliban reigned control in 2020, once again ranked as the unhappiest country in the world, Afghanistan. But nonetheless, the United States fell to 24th place. Wow. Its lowest score since the report was first published in 2012, when it recorded its highest showing at number 11, the number of people dining alone in the United States has increased 53% over the past two decades, the author said. So apparently a lot of people eating at home alone in the dark, talking to themselves while they doom scroll the X platform and listen to the Shepherd Ambella show. This is crazy. So Americans pretty unhappy. Afghanis, although by far the unhappiest people on the planet. And Finland, of course, the Finnish. Well, the Finnish finished number one. They're the best. So there you have it. That's out of Barron's. Now, guys, I know a lot of you are going to find this crazy. Popular Sacramento LGBTQ club bans all MAGA gear. Now, I find this no surprise. I mean, this is another California-based business, a LGBTQ club in Sacramento, and it is banning MAGA-related attire. And this comes after a patron wore a Make America Great Again hat into the popular venue. This is at the Badlands nightclub, and the owner TJ Bruce announced the new policy on the club's Instagram page this week, saying the hat led to discomforting some patrons, and then therefore it was established that the club needed to create a space where the LGBTQ plus community felt safe and MAGA participants could not go in there anymore. Oh boy. That's crazy if you think about it. Guys, it's like America is like a grade school level back and forth every day. It just seems like the idiocracy, you know, the society in general is dumbed down. It is total and complete idiocracy. Guys, share this out. Please share this out right now. Make sure you're subscribed. A lot of people are getting unsubscribed. Make sure you hit the bell icon so you know when I'm going live. You're going to want to know when I'm going live because I'm going to be doing some big topics that people are going to love coming up, and a lot of them are going to be timely, and I could just pop on and do a live. But scan that QR code on the screen. Please support the broadcast. Love you guys. You know, under the Giza pyramid complex, including the L-shaped structure, deeper anomalies and speculative claims of a massive chamber area and coil-like features have basically sparked new theories online, and people are wondering what in the heck is going on. A lot of people, you know, I remember looking at drawings of the Sphinx and realizing that it looks like there's chambers under it. Now, they're saying this is under the Giza pyramid and the complex. And they're saying that, you know, there's a lot of theories of what this could be. Some people saying, oh, it's just more burial chambers or funerary structures. You know, it's structural support or construction features similar to what you would do under a massive skyscraper in an earthquake seismic zone. It's on shock absorbers. A lot of people would say that. They have been known to build underground bases on shock absorbers like that. So in a way, that does make sense. However, these go down 2 kilometers, possibly more, And there's a lot of voids and passages, and it looks like spiral staircases wrapping around these massive coils or shafts that could lead down into a massive underground complex, possibly, Anunnaki or whatever the original Egyptians are. I mean, they depict huge, there's huge man-like figurines and figures in the hieroglyphs and whatnot. We know there's massive staircases in Egypt, statues, all these massive obelisks. Could the pyramid just be the top of an obelisk that's 2 kilometers deep? People are wondering if there's an underground network. Some theorists propose that the Giza complex literally sits atop a vast subterranean network. I think that it does. I think that it potentially stretches across all of Egypt, or maybe even globally. I mean, I know that there are so many tunnels underneath Egypt, and it's so fascinating that they've discovered this. And the alleged 2 kilometer deep coils and chambers could be part of some underground base. If you think about it, I mean, this is likely part of an advanced civilization. I mean, is this thing inhabited now? Are the Anunnaki coming back to inhabit it soon? Are they already showing up? Are they down there? Is there reptilians down there? Is this the underworld that the Egyptians often alluded to? Now, proponents point to myths like the Hall of Records and how its supposed repository of knowledge is said to lie beneath the Sphinx in the Orisa shaft, but a known underground chamber near the causeway that descends 100 feet. Okay, now, there's other people saying that it's a water management system, nothing more than some type of elaborate water management system, or maybe even a simple one. This is an alternative theory now, and a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon with this, like, you know, you got to have water. They just moved concrete blocks around and there's nothing going on here. I mean, everyone has a 2 kilometer deep water management system. That is perfectly normal, guys. People wonder, was this some type of aqueduct system? And I mean, I think that it's part of some advanced civilization or extraterrestrial deal, you know, possibly like Anunnaki, something like that. I think they were like likely coming to Egypt. Maybe they return. Maybe they got wiped out. Maybe it has something to do with Atlantis. I mean, these stories all come from somewhere. And it's so bizarre that they're now finding these voids. They found them with ground penetrating radar and whatnot. So actual technology, this is mainstream science. And they're not really going to tell us. I don't think they're going to tell us what's down there. I have a feeling they kind of already knew. And the Egyptian government for long time has been trying to stop people from going in there and doing any type of research. And they have these mainstream shills that do all the TV specials and all this, and they hide all that information. But I think they've been going down there deep into this thing. They know what's in there. There's passageways. I mean, could an advanced species have been down there? A lot of people speculate, you know. I mean, they're saying it looks like these staircases wrap around these shafts or pillars, and they go down, and there's some type of like advanced species, and they're saying that it's drawing a lot of conspiracy people out. People are wondering what's going on. Like, could this connect to the Dulce base? This is what Phil Snyder was talking about. But more importantly, how Phil Snyder mentioned how these bases were being constructed. He said they would go in and drill a series of boreholes, massive boreholes straight down. And that's what these look like. And they look like they're wrapped with staircases. And it would be an efficient way to get down in, and then you could start drilling sideways from there in your underground base. Is there a massive underworld under the Giza Plateau? God, could you imagine? I mean, what is down there? A lot of people saying there's like some type of cosmic connection to Orion's Belt and all this stuff. No telling what is going to happen. Mr. MB333 has images of a new planetary system moving in. It looks like the whole Nibiru system. You guys ought to go over there after the show and check it out. But I mean, a lot of people wondering what is going on. So we'll keep an eye on this and see where this is all heading. Guys, AI will replace you at whatever job you are. Now, lawyers thought it was a joke, but now it appears AI is going to reshape many industries. And the legal field faces its own crossroads because over the past few years, a growing number of legal professionals have embraced AI tools, obviously to boost efficiency and reduce costs, right? So according to recent figures published in this article by Forbes, 73% of legal experts now plan to incorporate AI, and they want to do this in their daily operations. That's at 65% of all law firms, and they agree that the use of this AI will separate the men from the boys, and it will also put a lot of legal professionals out of business, unfortunately, and a lot of people are going to be losing their jobs, and the nation is going to be in shambles over this whole AI thing, unfortunately. Guys, who's winning the news views race? 60 Minutes on CBS, 6,917,000 views. NBC's Holt, 6 million. Fox Brett Baier's, 5,296,000 views on a good night. Fox Laura Ingram, 4,400,000. Jesse Waters coming in over 4 million. Of course, Hannity, 3,800,000. Gutfield, 3,400,000. ABC's The View, down to just 2,400,000 with Oprah Winfrey, and MSNBC's O'Donnell, 1,300,000. Tapper, the lowest of all, 1,100,000. So that is it for the news and views. Don't forget to support the show. I can't say it enough. I definitely need support. If I can get the right amount of support going on over and above the base bills, I can go video for the month. So far, we haven't been able to do that for like 5 or 6 months now, but I'm hoping to do that. The Giza power plant a lot of people have theories like, could the Giza Plateau have been a power plant? Could these pyramids generate power? Christopher Dunn has a theory that says the pyramids collected and stored energy. And believe it or not, concrete bricks, bricks, they store energy. You can Google it. They store energy like batteries. And that's why a lot of Tartarian structures are brick. I'm going to play this clip from Joe Rogan.
Let's
listen to this with Christopher Dunn.
And it's based on where the supposed king's chamber is, where those passages go through into it. And what do you think that thing was?
My first book, pretty much describes what I thought it was in 1998, which was a power plant. The book is entitled The Giza Power Plant. My second book has evolved, and I describe it as an electron harvester. So, you know, it's kind of like, you could describe it as both, but and today, when you do, or, you know, people in any decade, they think of a power plant and they see these huge chimneys with, you know, smokestacks.
Or a nuke plant.
Yeah, or a new plant, you know, or a power plant, dirty, nasty, unclean. But an electron harvester, clean, pollution-free, not a problem.
Has that been achieved conventionally? I mean, today?
The more you raise your prices, the easier everything becomes.
Is there a thing called an electron harvester?
I think that actually, when you look at a generator, that's an electron harvester, because we don't create electrons. We just harvest them. It's just how we do it. And so, you know, when you say an electron harvester, you could say that, you know, say a wind we have a windmill, you have a generator inside it, and then you're collecting electrons off the commutator in a generator.
And that's where the electricity comes from.
And that's your electricity.
Right, or hydroelectric, you'd use the flow of the water.
Yeah, you don't create the electricity, you just release them.
You harvest it from a process.
You harvest them through a process.
And the process that you think they used in the Great Pyramid involved those shafts?
It involves a lot of
The process involved shafts, he said. The shafts. A lot of people think those line up with stars and whatnot, and they might. But a lot of people also think that some type of liquid or, steam went through there, something like that. Some type of fusion or fission process occurring. So I don't know. We got Kevin Morin joining us. What do you think about all this Giza pyramid stuff that they found under the plateau? I mean, going down 2 kilometers.
We've done this forever. You know what I mean?
Crazy, dude. Like, I don't know.
Like that picture? Like, that's been a meme for a while.
Yeah, with the top of the pyramids sticking out, but it's like a obelisk all the way down.
Yeah, man. Like now, you have so many TikTokers. You got Alex Jones reporting on this shit. This is something that's been known. So this is being pushed for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like right? Why did they come out with this now? But I mean, again, there is new technology. Maybe they finally radared it with something. But it's a little weird, you know, could that, if that's all real, like, what do you think that would be?
Well, I think that there was energy being produced from the pyramid. They shut it down. And maybe the people that got this shit running might be coming back soon.
Like, you know what I was thinking? It reminds me of the Alien versus Predator, where that pyramid under the ice in Antarctica activates and they get this beacon and they go down in there and everything, and those aliens come out. But, like, in my opinion, it would be like the Anunnaki returning or something, but kind of like that. You know, are they going to these ancient structures on Earth? Will they power back up? Will they return? Is that some type of base or something? Do they know how to access it? That's so fascinating. I mean, we'll never know. I think they've been walking around down there below that plateau and poking around for years, but they've never told us about it.
told you a long time ago, the top of the pyramid. The pyramid you see is just the top. There's so much shit buried under that sand. And now, like I'm saying, man, this story, this TikTok videos out there with the same information. But there's like large columns. We're only seeing the top of it. And why is this being pushed right now? That's what you got to ask yourself. Like, why? Right now. When it's been around, and we've talked about it. Kind of like the mud flood. If it did get all washed away, that's why the sand got moved around. I mean, maybe we've talked about this
before. You know what would be interesting to see if... It'd be interesting to see if... you know, say that was like a big obelisk that went down, or something like some structure. If you peeled the sand back, does it have like writing on the outside of it and like a nice finished face because it was meant to never be buried, or was it always meant to be buried? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could go down like the Washington Monument.
Yeah, I think it probably was never meant to be buried. So it probably goes down and it has like some type of finished face on it or something.
Did you see the one video talking about this shit where at the base it's like on springs?
They build skyscrapers like that and they build underground bases like that, which is weird. So it very well could kind of be like that.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's where the people of our realm learned to put like skyscrapers on springs for like earthquakes and shit like that.
That's why the pyramids are still standing. Otherwise, they'd be rubbled or something.
They move with the earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to look through my posts and find the one that I'm talking about. Which shows, you know, the very base having like springs and like it's broken columns down there too.
I think I might have posted that on my Twitter feed. I think I did. If people scroll on the Twitter on the Shepherd Ambellus. Yeah, it looks just like how they build those skyscrapers.
Well, you know something's up when Alex Jones is talking about this shit. Zach, they're wanting it out there. Like, this information, that's what I'm trying
Man,
to
Man, he's pushing some crazy agendas lately. There's people, like, clowning him, like, hardcore. Him and Owen. Owen's going along with him. You know, every word Alex says, Owen's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, that he knows... That neither one of those guys are good. I'm just telling you, they're not. And why I say that is, Owen seems like what he portrays is I'm an outsider. And I know all this information because I was a comedian and I left my job and then moved out. I bugged out. And I have a farm and...
Sounds like a CIA implant or intern or something.
That's all it is. He's like, I don't want to be a comedian no more, so I'll just come out here and talk fucking mad stupid
I'll
shit.
Just hang out with Bill Hicks.
Say a couple racial slurs and... You know what I mean?
Say the N-word every now and then.
But there's still flooding going on worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, I can show you. Like, just go look at my Twitter show when you get off. Because I repost all the crazy weather still. And that don't get talked about at all.
Yeah, notice how, like, the algorithms, like, hide that stuff, too. You got to, like, really search it out.
Remember when there was a point where that's all we were seeing in the algorithm was all over the world. And I guess it stopped. No, it didn't stop. What do you think about the Tesla terrorist? that are burning down Teslas and shit.
Sounds just like retaliation or something, you know, but it could be like scripting or something, but it just sounds like deranged leftists. You know, they want all these electric cars and everything, but now they want to blow them up, basically.
Yeah, like they took it, like in wrestling, when you have your favorite character and all of a sudden he becomes evil, they turn him into a heel. Well, that's what they're doing to Elon right now, and he's going along with it. You know what I mean?
Well, they got the Department of Education head, Linda McMahon, that literally the WWE lady.
The president's wife. That's who that is. That's Vince's wife.
I mean, the head of scripting. She's in there doing the Department of Education, shutting it down. It's crazy.
She was the secretary of that, and then Trump just eliminated that job. He's doing exactly what I told you. His job is to say you're fired, and he's been firing motherfuckers since he got elected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What, did you see the story about the guy out in front of CIA?
What did he do? He tried to get himself shot or something? Like, what was he doing? Causing a problem?
I don't know. It's just more guns, script, like. They're pumping it up. Like, even from the reporter that hit Trump in the face with a microphone. You know, that's going to be something that's brought up.
The old boom mic attack.
Yeah. Like, were they really trying to do, like...
They're going to outlaw boom mics now.
There's a story coming for sure.
You can't have a press guy with a boom mic. That'd be crazy. No more press guys with boom mics. All right, well, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'll hopefully be back on in the morning. Hopefully we'll get a bunch of... Oh, here's Kevin's coming back. All right, you're back. I was just trying to jump out. What's that?
Skype was acting funny. All of a sudden, I just dropped.
Well, I know. I figured something was cutting out. My connection is going to go bad. Anyways, it's weird. The last, I would say, like 3 or 4 shows, all of a sudden everything cuts out. But I have perfect internet and everything, so it's really weird. I don't know. It seems like it's the software or something. But they're getting ready to end Skype now, forever. They're going to retire it.
Was even a better way to track you is what's going on.
Yep, that's what I was thinking too. We got Rusty Shackelford with us. What's up, Rusty? How you been?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. How you been?
What's up?
Wasabi.
Wasabi. I got a question. What about Trump converting to Judaism?
What he said did he say that, or like what do you mean?
Well, there's pictures and articles where he's converted to Judaism.
Is that where you see him sitting like what he looks like, where he's wearing Masonic gear and all that?
No, there's photos of him kissing the Wailing Wall. Wearing the reading out of the Torah.
Yeah.
So he's officially converted to Judaism.
Have any other presidents done that? Just like kissed walls just because?
No. They've kissed babies, but not converted to an entire...
I think he should kiss
religion.
The ring. He should kiss the ring of the Mafia Don.
I'm telling you right now, I got a picture of Putin doing the same thing, touching that Wailing Wall.
Really?
With his little saucer on his head. They're all in the same club.
I'd like to see that.
Huh?
I'd like to see that.
I'll send it to you on Skype.
Okay, I'll generate it on AI real quick. Hold on, let me generate it. Putin kissing wall. No. Okay, here, I'm going to send it to you. No.
I'll send it to you right now. And then
is that crazy to think that anything could be AI generated nowadays? They got AI.
This is true. Everything.
You know those OnlyFans are all AI now.
Wait, what?
OnlyFans, that's all AI.
That's all it's ever been.
Crazy.
Well, it's also a company that donates to AIPAC like $100 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of the porn industry, actually Pornhub is run by a freaking rabbi.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I wonder if he comes out of those sewers in New York.
Probably.
Maybe. Well, more probably than maybe.
He has a shitty mattress and he comes out of the sewer.
That's my favorite shitty mattress. Yeah. But we use it for rituals. Oh,
sometimes we like to take the dead people that are dead Jews and we put them on mattresses. We perform rituals. That's why all this.
I wonder how many people shit themselves on that same mattress.
They're not shitting. It's getting pushed out of them.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Only so much shit can come out of the human body after you pass away. Only so much.
You know how you can tell if you're at a gay barbecue?
Mm-mm.
No.
Tastes like shit.
God, that's a good one.
Come with the heat tonight. Come on. The fire.
Hey, I had to coin in with, you know, Trump being a Jew now. So, yeah.
I think they should kiss the ring.
You're going to kiss the ring. This is good for you.
Jeff, I just sent you the picture that I was looking for you. I didn't make it up. I've had it in my archive for a while.
You didn't send it to me. I want to see this. I truly want to see
it. I'm going to see if I can send it to you. I'm trying to figure it out real quick. Hold on.
Maybe it'll explain why I'm not crazy.
Putin.
Or maybe I am crazy.
Putin.
I'll do it from one of our previous phone calls. Hold on. I'll do it for you.
Putin's touching the wall in the picture.
But is he kissing the wall? Because touching the wall and kissing the wall are like...
He's full-fledged. Check like our call logs and shit, Rusty.
Oh,
I think
it
just sent it to you.
Yep. Hey, well, I'm like fucking damned. Yeah. Holy shit. He doesn't look happy about it.
No, but he's there, ain't he? Come on.
He's there. Holy shit. Okay. I guess I'm just fucking crazy.
It's one big club and you ain't in it. Come on.
You're only promised two things in life, paying taxes and dying. Okay. Yeah, all right. I got you. We're on the same page now. Well, I'm on the same page now. I got you.
What do you think about Elon's fake bringing the astronauts stranded in a swimming
pool?
Come on, man.
Afro knots.
Pray that she had to put in her hair while she was up there, and where'd she get it all to make it?
What'd you guys think of Kanye West's new album?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll be sure to buy it.
Are you gonna rock the shirt?
Hell I don't know. I might. I might.
What kind of mind control do you have to have where they can take a billionaire, scramble his brain so bad that he talks everything that he should? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I know what you mean, but remember, you know, history is written by the victors.
When you have Kanye... And like, right in his wife around.
He's just him. Trolling people. It's the ancient Indian sun symbol. It's not it even a Nazi sign.
All it needs is four little dots, and then it's Hinduism. Or no. Yeah.
Why is
no,
it Hinduism? You got a $1 billion. You can do anything you want every day. No, I still got to be in the media running the circus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't make sense. I mean, it really don't. So you have to say.
I get what he's doing. He's pushing pushing against about all the Jewish industry. The music industry is run entirely by the Jews. And I get that. And if he's tired of paying money to the Jews to do his music, you know, he's going about it the wrong way, but he does have a point.
He should be enjoying his life. That's what he should be doing.
Yeah, he should be.
I mean, who gives a fuck about the realm?
Mom! Dad! Is anybody home? Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin's at it again, but this time...
Hey, Macaulay, can I come in and play?
He's home alone again with Michael Jackson.
Hey, Michael, I like the way you're doing, but my parents said they couldn't have anyone over.
I sent your parents to the Bahamas. We've got the whole house to ourselves.
Well, I'm a big star now. What happens if my career falls apart? You gonna dump me like Webster?
No, PYT. We can be friends forever. I'll even let you play with one of my old noses.
Sure. Okay. You can come in, I guess.
Let me in. I've got some naked pictures of my sister.
Who doesn't? Why don't you just beat it, Michael?
Hey, that sounds like a great idea, Macaulay.
That shit's crazy. You guys remember In Living Color?
Oh yeah. I told you this the theory before, but Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
He grows up and he turns into Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh yeah, you were saying that. That's weird.
Watch the original. When he's in a basement, there's a puppet over in the corner. So when he grows up, it's the same shit. He's taking out bad people with like tricks. I don't want to say like booby traps. That's
what.
Mike, what are you talking about, KF?
So like,
you know, back it up a minute.
Yeah, that he grows up and turns into Saw, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like that's a theory, like a Reddit theory.
Macaulay
Culkin turns into the Saw guy.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's fucking.
He would set all the traps to like for the burglars and all that shit. It all ties in. I just like horror movies, and I just thought you would.
I got a horror movie for you to watch. How about Heretic? Have you seen Heretic yet? With Hugh Grant?
No, I haven't watched that. I know what you're talking about. It takes the two. Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing. I've watched it 6.5 times. I'm kind of like building analysis movie.
I'll watch it this weekend, Rusty, because I've been wanting to watch it.
Watch it now. It's good. It's good. Oh, my God, it's good. And Hugh Grant, when has Hugh Grant made a movie?
What's it called? What's it called?
Protect.
What is it?
He's like an older guy, a professor.
Huh.
Yeah, look at it. It's something just came out like on streaming show, and I look for those kind of movies, and I'm like, I don't. It depends on who's at my house, Rusty. I go in thinking about when it's just me and my wife. We'll put that on, and I won't tell her nothing about it. And I'll say, "Yeah, I heard this was good," and that's what I'll do this week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, dude. Promise me you'll watch it.
Her bear. Yeah. Come on, Macaulay. Open up. I'll let you play with my monkey. Or better yet, we can blow bubbles.
I'll let you play with my monkey. He says, come on, Macaulay, open up. I'll let you play with my monkey. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Gay files yet, Jeff?
What's up?
Have you read all the 67,000 pages of the JFK files?
No, there was something. Someone posted something where it was talking about Majestic 12. And it was saying John F. Kennedy was wondering about extraterrestrials or something like that.
Yeah, like there's
everything we already knew, basically.
So nobody's up in arms, the Kennedy family. Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
The Kennedys let their uncle, their dad,
Grandpa. Oh, they were probably all told to shut up or whatever, you know what I mean? They're all part of that, you know?
YouTube now and watch this dude being murdered over and over and over. High definition, fucking brain splatter. And if you were the Kennedys, why wouldn't you tell the YouTube you needed to remove that? That's too traumatizing. That's my family. Because that kind of on their guidelines, ain't that like being a hypocrite? Your thoughts?
A little bit.
Well, all these big channels are claiming to have left YouTube, like Timcast, but they're still on it.
They're on YouTube telling you, I've left YouTube, follow me on Rumble.
Yeah.
And nobody. It's the stupidest shit.
Getting fed about the JFK files.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, what?
All the mentions of Israel have been like removed. They're like, oh, well, we wanted to remove Israel. Fucking Mossad. Because,
well, they're trying to.
The guy that invited Kennedy to come down there was Jewish. And he owned the friggin', he owned the Texas, depository. So,
isn't it crazy if you break it down? Israel,
it's insane.
They don't believe the Messiah has been here, right?
It's always been here.
But if you break down, they're like, I guess what we call them, their tribe name is it. Is he real? Sounds a lot like Israel.
Yeah. I've heard of that too. Is he real?
It's crazy shit there.
The Jews that are occupying Israel right now, and I say occupying because it's not their country, they're all fake Jews. Like the Ashkenazis. It's in the name. Asha cannot see. They're fake Jews. Those are fake Jews. The Orthodox Jews those would be the real Jews. And there's plenty of videos of where Orthodox Jews, like up in New York, are speaking out against friggin' Israel, like really friggin' hardcore.
Oh, really? Like it's another type of programming. Well, the Rothschilds came into Israel and, you know, got that all going.
Well, yeah, they call it the synagogue of Satan.
The, I don't know.
The Rothschilds came in and bought Jerusalem up.
That's where the Zionists come from. That's the term Zionist is like.
And an Zionist is just like neo-Nazi. That's a neo-Nazi. A Zionist is a neo-Nazi.
They came into the Jewish religion and just like overtook it to not be what it was. And then if you think about it, it's a faction that made us hate the really good ones.
Yeah, like they keep creating like fake things, like fake terror groups, you know, fake, you know, they create all this shit.
A lot of shit's coming out about Hamas now, like, oh, well, Netanyahu supported Hamas, and I was saying that shit on October 7th.
What's funny is all these world leaders are CIA.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
One of them, yeah.
Like,
I'm saying, came from
even characters like Osama bin Laden and shit.
Yeah,
the hijackers on 9/11 were like, CIA.
They were like before 9/11. Osama bin Laden was
everyone. They got him in all the press, all the media. You're just watching a CIA show.
Like Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein.
Tim Cast, Alex Jones, Bill Hicks.
Yes, Alex Jones.
We were the ones that put all these fucking tyrants in this world stage.
Yeah.
All put there.
Me, you, and I believe Kev was there like the day, the same day fucking Trump got his ear shot off.
Oh, yeah.
We were on the air.
He got it reattached. He got it reattached the same day.
And I was saying,
his ear is detachable.
Phoenix Rising. He's the Phoenix Rising. And now everybody else is like, oh, he's the Phoenix Rising. Oh, they must have listened to your show.
I had people blowing up my phone right when it happened because Trump is supposed to get a deadly head wound, and he's supposed to get it on Obama's birthday. Which it wasn't Obama's birthday, but people were hitting me up. Hey, dude, he got shot. I mean, this is instantly. And I'm like, what? So I text Jeff. I'm like, we got to go live, dude. They are trying to kill Trump. And I've been trying to tell you, there's this guy that I follow. And I think it's
all smoke and mirrors.
No, he's going to get hit again.
He's already been hit again. Like he's had two or three assassination attempts.
That like, look, they're gonna shoot at him again. I'm just gonna put it that way.
Well, they're setting the stage. Like if Israel does it, they're gonna annihilate him, or what? Or Iran. I mean, if Iran does it, they're gonna annihilate him.
Hey, you know, We don't hear nothing about Thomas Crooks anymore because that was another patsy they took out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah.
He's gonna say nothing.
That's crazy.
Anything is he?
Huh? I wonder. if that'll ever come up again, or if they just buried that or whatever. That's strange.
60 years from now, they're going to be like, we're going to release.
Well, now Trump's going to say 75 years.
They'll release the 80-page document. All right, well, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'll be back probably in the morning. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks.
Peace.
Thanks, Rusty. Yep. See y'all. Have a good one. Y'all have a good evening. My voice is shot. I got to get out of here. Love you guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.